stroke went viral. Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up,
bitch. Sit down.
Little bitch.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down. Bitch, sit down.
Little bitch,
me humble.
Holla, bitch,
sit down.
Holla.
Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on women? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the semen. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play, fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch and polo sock. Ay, this shit way too crazy. Ay, you do not amaze me. Ay, I blew cool from AC. Ay, Obama just paged me. Ay, I don't fabricate it. Ay, most of y'all be faking. Ay, I stay modest about it. Ay, she elaborated. Ay, this that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Ay, watch my soul speak. You let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Little bitch,
be humble.
Holla, bitch,
sit down.
Holla,
be humble.
Holla,
sit down.
Holla,
be humble.
Holla, bitch,
sit down.
Sit down,
be humble.
Holla,
bitch, sit down.
Little bitch,
be humble.
Holla, bitch,
sit down.
Hey, we're back. We're listening to some jazz again. But before this jazz was Humble by Kung Fu Kenny, Kendrick Lamar.
Had to do it to you.
Yeah, and before that, we had some of what could have been. That was T-Pain with I'm Sprung. Before that, Summertime by Gold Link featuring Wale and Radiant Children. I wonder if that's like an artist or just found some really bright kids and put them on the song.
Yeah, that's the, they all were, they
excuse me.
Wow, Jason, what have you done? What have you done?
Right in my mouth, right in my nose.
Fun fact, people, Jason Mejia had 17 pieces of General Gao's chicken tonight. And he's still alive.
17 pieces of General Gao's, one piece of barbecue chicken pizza, two chocolate chip pancakes, some roasted cauliflower, and some spinach and cheese ravioli.
That's a
okay, yeah, you sound like a liability to the station right now, Jason. This is dangerous.
I think I'm a liability to myself. This might be my fault. This is probably the third time in about a week and a half that I've eaten a bowl of 15-plus chicken nuggets in one sitting.
You know what? You're a walking living legend.
Plus is
living
the major
legend,
key.
Legend, walking disaster. I like to consider a combination of the two.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The legend of Periwinkle Sprinkle. You guys need to understand.
He lives on. He lives on.
I'm an anomaly and a half. I don't even know how I exist.
Neither do I.
I'm still waiting for Tufts to rescind my acceptance, and I'm going to be a senior, man.
You know what? There's always time. There's always time.
Tough, like,
anything
just
can happen.
I'm going to end up, like, peeing off the roof of Gifford House, and it's just going to be like, you know what? Why did we accept this kid?
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe the flowers near Gifford need some water.
Or maybe Monaco will give me some respect for, like, you know, being ambitious. I like this guy. Give him summa cum laude.
That sounds like nothing
just give him an automatic
Anthony Monaco has ever done in his life.
Hey, man, Monaco's a rowdy individual. Look, think about it. Just look at him.
I think Monaco's the kind of guy that, like, starts the neighborhood watch.
Are we talking about Big Tone?
Big Tone.
You can't just try and own two Bentleys and look like Ted Cruz and not
No. The thing that you have to understand is it's not any of the material possessions that make Tony Monaco just a filthy, dirty, rich person. It's his attitude. He doesn't... Like, have you ever seen Tony Monaco with, like, any degree of excitement about anything that's going on? Nice. He is so ambivalent about...
Very neutral.
...literally everything.
Have you ever
Do you remember that video of him playing spike ball? He seemed pretty into it.
I don't know that existed.
Is this a video?
Yeah, it was on the meme page. He was so into it that he was like, he practically dove. And yeah, he literally fell on his knees. Like he just ate it.
He fell over the ground.
Yeah.
You ever hear him have a tone of voice that isn't what I'm sounding like right now?
I haven't heard him talk too much, to be honest.
Hello, fellow students. It is an honor.
I've heard him sound kind of unsettled.
Like, I have to do like a Ted Cruz meet Squidward impression that I don't know.
It's very close.
It was close.
I'd say more like a Jeb Bush meets Squidward, though.
A bit.
He seems like such a wet.
Don't talk to me or my Bentley ever again.
Okay, that's an actual quote from Anthony Monaco. We just wanted you to know. Anyways, this has been Yam Session 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're Yam Session, and yeah, it's a sad day. It's the temporary end of a legacy, but Noah and I will be back. We'll probably give you an update post future times Migos times Tory Lanez times ASAP Ferg. It's going to be quite an adventure.
Unfortunately, Kodak Black is going back to jail, so he will not be at the show.
Silly Kodak.
Kodak Black likes jail.
Maybe.
It's comfy in there.
Maybe he's just hoping that he'll like magically get a six pack like Gucci. And he thinks that's he's just going there for training purposes.
He kind of chunked up in jail. He didn't really like get stronger.
Or Kodak.
No. Gucci is a different story. Kodak kind of came out with like some.
He smuggled in some McDonald's cheese. Oh yeah. To jail, like.
Well, we all know why when you're lonely.
Quote from Tunnel Vision, I believe.
Yeah.
For those uninitiated listeners.
Yeah. That was actually Kodak Black.
We have him in the studio. This is the last thing he's doing before jail.
Right,
yeah, he's literally in cuffs. State police are coming in. All right, we're gonna leave you with Jacket Weather by Sam Gelayatree, one of our favorites. And yeah, have a beautiful night. We're gonna keep playing tunes till the next DJ shows up. We love you. Farewell.
rising up into my eyes. Up on my back, I feel the static remote. Jumping the wire, surrounded in time. I see this as me.
Gentlemen.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It started again. Those sultry sounds.
The network music.
Those beautifully generic tunes can only mean one thing. You're tuned in to Nothing to See Here. I am your host, DJ G Marquis. Great to be with you tonight, folks. Unfortunately, looks like my partner in crime, DJ Alex Golan, is absent. He is AWOL. He is vanished.
He's
but
fled.
He has abdicated. But fortunately, I've got a lot of people in the studio to give me some emotional support in this time of loss. We just heard from the musical stylings of Yam Session. Classic WMFO programming in the making. I can foresee this having a long and storied tenure at our station. But thank you guys, and tune in next week for some of their show before the other rest of the best 4-hour programming slot sans Jason's time that is on the air. Speaking of Jason, still here with us, DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle. Always great to have you, sir. How are you doing this evening?
How's that for an answer?
That's very telling. How are you enjoying the selection we have today? This is off an album called Acid Jazz by Network Music Ensemble.
Acid Jazz? That actually
Acid Jazz.
Like a good album.
Well, you're listening to it. I what are your impressions? I have to say that it's very
jazzy.
Yeah, you know, it's just slightly a step up from most of the elevator music that I listen to. You know, it's got like that driving like that. Yeah, you know, like
you can definitely. This is definitely something that you could just like play at a cocktail party and no one would notice that it's just generic sounds.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, thankfully, the rest of our music selection for the evening is considerably less generic, but unfortunately not as original. I, being as booked up with finals as I have been these past few days, haven't really put a lot of, what's that word people use for when they effort? Right, I haven't put a lot of effort into putting together a good playlist for this week. So,
what is an effort?
Yeah, I don't know. It's this weird, like, philosophy people have called trying. I'm not familiar with it, but apparently it's good for success and achievement. I don't know. I don't really think those things are that important, so maybe it's just not for me.
Those are other words that are also foreign to my vocabulary.
Yeah, man. I think I gotta stop getting hit in the head, because I just remember less and less of the words things. So we're gonna throw together, with the help of DJ Spotify Weekly.
Shout out to the DJ Discover Weekly.
DJ Discover Weekly coming through with, better suggestions than I could probably put together. So, fewer suggestions. So, thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll check in a few more moments. Don't touch that dial. I'll show you.
Partial to the groove, but still you never move. Suffering through, you're just an animal.
Mind.
Well, looks like this is what we're going with.
It looks like it's what we're going with.
Welcome, gentlemen and ladies and everyone in between who identifies as whatever they want.
Yes, welcome viewers far and wide, red and blue, triangular.
You trying to shout out Bloods and Crips?
I'm trying to give shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to let's see. Shout out to Erica Nork for listening and correcting me on my grammar live.
Erica.
Yes, Jason also. Jason, do you have any shout outs you'd like to give?
Shout out to Tinder for giving me some of the lamest bios I've seen.
Shout out to Tinder. You know what? There's got to be some romance music with Network Music Ensemble, right?
Also, shout out to my boy Cornrow Kenny for selling out his entire tour. AKA, I didn't get tickets to see Kendrick Lamar and I'm salty.
Shout out to Jack Ridge for having a final at 7 p.m. at night on a Friday.
That is legendarily horrible.
I don't even know, like, if that's legal or not. I don't know. Here we go. This should.
Oh.
All right. Let's hear it, Jason. Let's get some samples from the sultry world of Tinder.
Oh, welcome to the the wonderful world of the Sprinkles love life.
Lowered fun expectations. Fact that doesn't exist.
This is me. This is just me being on some nonsense.
Let's hear it. What do we got?
Wait, hang on. I'm sending dank Snapchats to people.
Oh, great.
I'm sorry. Snapchat is my forte. Tinder is not.
Ah. Well, you know, I don't think anybody really succeeds at Tinder. I think you just do a little better each time, or worse.
Okay, first off, it said her age was 24, and her bio said actually 19. Excuse me, what?
I mean, is it like a fake? Like when you made your Facebook, were you way too young to like actually set your age to what it was, and now it's too late to change it back,
or
is it?
Is it just?
I don't know.
Must love dogs is apparently a prerequisite for like 85% of this world.
I would be worried though if I met somebody who hated dogs, like just outrightly like was prejudiced towards dogs in particular.
I mean, fair enough.
I mean, like, it's one thing to be scared of dogs, but if you just, like, actively hate dogs, there's got to be something wrong
with
you.
But why has that got to be a prerequisite for, like, everything?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you hate dogs, that's like hating rainbows. And if you kind of, like, are on that streak, then you're probably already, like, a serial killer.
A very not enjoyable human being.
It's like saying you don't like fun. I mean, I think that's why so many people put it in their bios.
Must like fun.
Yeah, it's like if you put I like fun, it's basically just like a really nonchalant way of saying, hey, I'm not a total serial killer.
I'm not garbage.
Yeah, I'm a regular human being.
Can we just have this a little more serious discussion?
Can we?
Why? does Parks and Recreation and The Office need to be mentioned in 60% of bios?
Well, it's the only show.
Mind you, this isn't just towards women. I have talked to girls on Tinder. It is the exact same thing for dudes too. Why are we as a species so unoriginal?
Well, I have to say those shows are probably the most universally palatable shows. There's like they just kind of they work. They're right down the middle. Don't get me wrong, I love The Office, but it's one of these shows that exists in a realm where it's just that thing that I instinctively click on Netflix and then tune my brain out. Kind of like Scrubs. I don't know. You know it's a good show, but it's just good enough for you not to care.
And you've also probably seen it enough that it's like normal for you to just see that. So it's like, word.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen most, if not all, the episodes of The Office already. Like, I know all the storylines at this point. I'm getting to that point with Trailer Park Boys, which is really sad.
Oh.
But, as I enter the adult world, I have to make sure that I fill my pipeline with enough mindless diversions to keep myself from running aground mentally and starting a scene at work.
Wow, this girl is a plumbing apprentice. That is an unexpectedly interesting, profession.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know you could be an apprentice for a plumber.
Well, I think, with most traditional
Tinder
trades.
Tinder has educated me today.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of things from my various experiences with Tinder. One of which is be very secure with your credit card information.
Don't Venmo strangers.
Yeah.
Also, after that, there was that one person I think that went viral about Venmoing on Tinder.
Well, there was that one person that there was the trend where girls were trying to get guys to buy them insomnia cookies using Tinder.
I'd never heard of that.
It's a pretty ingenious scam. I mean, it's basically
Did you fall for that?
Well, no. No, I didn't. I fell for more of those Nigerian scam things. It was like a pyramid scheme all wrapped into one. I got housed, man. I'm gonna be in debt up to my eyeballs for the rest of my life. But
oh man, that happens to the best of us.
It's the American way. I found, it's if you're not constantly being driven by the anxiety of getting chewed up by one of these debt collection agencies, are you really alive? I don't know. Well, these thoughts and more to come. You're tuned into Headroom, I think. Yes, is what Alex calls his show.
You're just tuned into some nonsense at this point.
Yeah, it's nothing good. Keep your expectations just as low as you can get them. Paul Blart too low.
I feel like we need to go Birdemic too low.
Birdemic 2. Are we talking Sharknado 4 low? I mean, do you even have expectations?
What about Sharknado 5?
Oh, God.
Anaconda 4. Starring David Hasselhoff.
Star Wars 7. Controversial.
Wow, very controversial. Very controversial.
Very controversial.
Right there, man.
Yeah. I'll fight you. call on the air, 855-915-9636 to get into a fight with me on the air. I vehemently defend my opinions and attack you on a personal basis.
Oh, man!
Yes!
Oh, man!
Wow, the call has been answered. Hello, caller.
Oh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like somebody took us up on the offer to argue. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Erica, and I'm here to make a request.
Oh.
Also, I was getting kind of bored by your talking about movies that I haven't seen.
Ah, I see.
Wow. What, do you want a request for a movie? Do you want us to play the soundtrack to Indiana Jones?
We can play the soundtrack to Shrek, or just that one song over and over again.
That song is the classic of all classics. Every soundtrack.
Sorry, Erica.
Movie.
What was your request? Is it?
Yes,
I think
apologies.
I know what
my
it
request,
is. But
in keeping with the theme of nonsense, I have a request for the song called "Dad Doing Yoga" from that album with the same title by Sick Animation.
Jazz and what?
No, dad's doing yoga. Like a father of a child.
She said dad's doing yoga.
Dad's doing yoga. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Dad's doing yoga. All right. Great. Well, thank you for that. We're going to throw that right on the docket.
I also suggest you listen to the rest of the album, but you can't on air.
Oh, no. We could turn this into a sick animation marathon.
No, it's just
See, I have all the power right now. I can basically
hey, man,
do whatever
I
want.
Hey, man, I can usurp your authority, fam. I mean, don't even sleep.
You want to bet? I mean, I will press all these buttons and ruin the whole thing just so you can't.
All right. That might go south for the both of us rather than just one of us.
Yeah, so keep tuning into Headroom for more power struggles. And thank you, Erica, for tuning in. And we're going to go ahead and grant your request. So
thank
graciously.
You.
And yes, best of luck on that geology exam that you have on Friday. I hear it's going to be an awful.
It's going to be a rocky exam.
Oh!
I'm hanging up.
Yeah! Yeah!
Woo! Oh, man, my phone's dead, but I got the trap horns out of her.
Yo, shout out to my friend Chloe who's listening to the show right now.
Shout out to Chloe.
Yeah!
All right, folks. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to kick it off with some dads doing yoga.
Yeah, dads and rocks. Let's get it.
Forget to breathe. Thank you.
I'm not the one who's always right. This one, you think it couldn't get worse.
This is what we mean by nonsense.
This PSA brought to you by the Chainsmokers. Somerville Open Studios. Oh, and Kids Bop. Somerville Open Studios, Friday, May 5th through Sunday, May 7th. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Arts. Somerville Open Studios Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at Select Studios this Friday, May 5th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists across more than 90 sites. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. A public service message from Somerville Open Studios and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Got that all in before the drop.
What?
God. You know, when I was a kid, I really wanted to be one of the Kids Bop kids. I'm pretty shameless about it.
Wait.
I thought that was like the pinnacle of like youth stardom. To be one of those kids. In the wearing.
This isn't the Kids Bop version, is it? Okay.
God, you know, you just when you think it can't just sink any lower.
When you know.
That's what I call garbage.
I really thought we were doing well.
No, improvement is strictly forbidden around here. Anytime we start to develop any sort of cohesiveness, we immediately need to take a left turn. this last few minutes of programming brought to you by Mac DeMarco.
This last few minutes
teaching
supposedly
thousands of college freshmen and sophomores every year how to roll their own cigarettes and be pretentious about it. Let's see. Oh, God. This looks like a good one. Oh, my. I'm gonna run. Oh my God! I think I found the pit. I think I found the deepest that Network Music Ensemble goes.
This is Network Music Ensemble.
Yeah, you know it is. This is an album called Clowning Around. It's all kazoo covers of classical music.
My God! I
didn't know I needed this until right now. This is the best thing I've ever heard. All right, wait. We had a request. Is that?
We received a request from. Shout out to the young Lilia,
WMFO's very own new media director,
Lilia.
Lilia,
you want?
You're not gonna go for it. I know it. Yeah, I know. You're not gonna go for it.
You already.
You want to try? You want to? Nope. All right. Nope. Cool. All right. So what was? What are we trying to? What are we putting on the air?
Dynamite by Tayo Cruz, I believe.
Oh, God. Perfect time for Spotify to cut out. Looks like I've been playing too much Cookie Clicker.
Oh.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate. Cookie Procrastination clicker. Nails me once again. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you darn kids and... My darn attention span, my lack of it.
If it weren't for you meddling grandmas in your cookies.
Oh God! Shout out to Cookie Clicker. Yeah.
Oh yo.
Oh God.
I told Isaac. Or Isaac.
Here we go, Lilia. Lilia, this is for you.
I
real.
I came to dance. Yep.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Chad, sorry, you were saying something about our good friend Isaac over at WBRS, which you should also listen to when you're in the Brandeis area.
Also, the concert went swimmingly.
Oh, what?
He's on the concert board, too. Their concert went swimmingly.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad that their concert board is doing good.
No, they managed to get Lil Uzi Vert. I don't. Where did their budget come from? Like, why can't Brandeis be on their level?
See, I don't know, man. I feel like it's kind of like, you know, you got this school Brandeis, and like Tufts likes to act like it's all cool and stuff, but like, I mean, Brandeis has been killing it last year with these lineups and stuff. I don't really know. I don't know. Tufts and I have been on the same page lately, in that we've both actively stopped trying to improve our experience.
I want to refute that point, but like, you know,
it's
sometimes
hard.
Sometimes you just got to accept it.
Sometimes you just kind of have to lay down and cry, you know, because that's really all you can do. Anyway,
the administration doesn't want us to have fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be easier to do so if you didn't have to pay for the toilet paper. Anywho, folks, we got about 10 more minutes left in this program.
In short, we need to stop using toilet paper, is what I'm understanding.
Well, I was thinking that we eat the toilet paper and then we could use that savings to buy, I don't know, another science building? Seems right. Anywho, 10 more minutes, 8 more minutes left in this program. And I know that makes all of you very, very sad, but...
Ooh.
But... Lucky for you, we've got this whole radio primetime, post-primetime section on lock.
And post-primetime.
Post-primetime, and then post-neo-primetime.
And then pre-post-neo-primetime.
Oh, yes. All the dynamics, all the paradigms. So please, keep it tuned in. It's not going to get any better. I'll let you know right now, but, you know, who knows? It might be slightly more bearable at some point, but if you made it this far, congratulations. It hasn't been easy.
Let's ask any of our listeners who are...
Let's see, how many are we down to? I mean, we're trying to shed them as quick as we can. Might have to switch back and forth between genres real quick, do the barrel roll maneuver. All right, I can't listen to this anymore. It's starting to hurt. Make my ears bleed. I can't.
This is travesty on travesty.
Oh, God.
Ocean, yeah. Come get with me tonight. Trippy, 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 trippy.